There was a worthy young squire, whom a fair damsel did love. Aye, and it was so entire, that nothing his fancy could move. She born of ordinary parents, this when his friends did know, straightways to set them at variance, proving their sad overthrow. Son, said the diligent mother, I pray thee come listen to me, for I have considered another more suitable to thy degree, that thou mayest rise to preferment. She is both virtuous and fair, £1,000 to her portion, therefore thy folly forbear. O mother, this love doth inflame me, in which my dear I behold. Therefore I pray you do not blame me, for true love is better than gold. Might I have wealth out of measure, nothing my fancy can move. For I will never marry for treasure, let me have the creature I love. I can maintain like a lady, she whom I do much adore. Then having got riches already, what need I covet for more? If you give me not on penny, I have 100th a year. And if I marry with any, it shall be with Nancy, my dear. Now, son, if your love be so rooted that from her ye cannot part, then by me it shall not be disputed, then take her with all my heart. But she in this was deceitful, as by this ditty you will find. For never was person more hateful, for malice remained in her mind. Then straight she repaired to the creature, vowing to send her away. Yet with a smile she did meet her, saying, dear daughter, this day, let us by thy attire and all other things well provide, for it is my full desire that thou should be my son's bride. Then was the matter contrived, just as the mother would have. Then into a captain in private, she sold her to be a slave. She from old England did send her, filled with sorrow and woe. There was no soul to defend her, but was compelled to go. But when her invention was over, straight she returns to her son, freely to him did discover perfectly what she had done. When he heard what she had acted, his rapier he straight did pull forth, crying like creature distracted, saying, "Ye ruined us both." Then on the point of his rapier he did immediately fall. His life went out like a taper. This was the ruin of all. His mother, more than usual, was of a courteous mind. Money is the root of all evil, causes contention we find. Then did his mother out wearing, weary out many a day, whilst her dear son lay a-sleeping in a low bed of clay. This was a sorrowful ditty, she whom he did most adore, straight to be sent from the nation, where he shall never see her more.